Hello and welcome to Oxcast.
Okay, so it's Benjamin Britten's centenary. Emma, who is Benjamin Britten?
He is a composer. He was born in 1913, hence it's his centenary this year. And he did lots of orchestral stuff, I think, that kind of thing, some chamber music. And Oxford is celebrating his centenary with a whole year of Britten-themed concerts. It started this last December, goes until next December. And this week we've got some sort of Britten but jazz-style Britten, which is quite cool. Today, Friday, we've got Jackie Dankworth singing a sort of jazz cabaret along the theme of Britten. That's in St Giles Church at 7:30 this evening. And then tomorrow, Saturday, I've got the David Gordon Trio. He's a jazz pianist, and they're doing a Britten tribute. And then on Sunday, a kind of more family-friendly event, we've got St Giles Choristers. They're the only all-male choir, I think, or sort of churchy choir outside of the Oxford Colleges, and they're singing Britten for Children, and that's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, and it costs £10, but children go free. So
okay, so tonight is a very special occasion. It's Patrick's birthday.
Yes.
But also, it's also Burns Night. So is there anything going on in Oxford for Burns Night, Emma?
There is, indeed. Folly Bridge is hosting a big Burns Night special. They're serving lots of Scottish specialities, such as Scotch broth and Scottish smoked salmon and mullochintyre and leek patties, which confused me because I wasn't sure whether mullochintyre was also an ingredient as well as a...
Or just place. A particular way of mulling something.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> and, of course, haggis. And I don't know if they're going to be addressing the haggis like they always used to do in Oxford Colleges. It was always a big event. Getting like the one and only Scottish professor to stand up and do it before stabbing the haggis. They also used to serve in my college these haggises that were quite scary because they were very pressurized. Like there'd be a lot of stuff inside this haggis, and then as you put your knife into the haggis, it would all like actually explode out of the little hole you made. It was an oozing
haggis.
Yeah, it was very tasty.
Doesn't sound that appealing.
It was very, very tasty, but perhaps not all that visually appealing.
I remember having a vegetarian haggis at LMH once.
Yeah. Nice.
Quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
Quite nice. Okay, so what about anything else going on?
Yes, if you fancy dancing to Burns Night, then there's a Cayley. Mm-hmm. That is in St Gregory the Great School, mm-hmm. and they have a live band, it's the Kismet Cayley Band, and the dancers will be called, so you don't need to know anything about anything. Mm-hmm. You can just go along and you'll be taught how to do all the moves and have fun there. That's tonight, 6 till 9 p.m, and it's £8 or £3 concessions or £20 for a family. Moving on to some more music. We've got the MASH Marathon. That's an annual event, and it sounds really cool. I've never been, but it's it's a showcase of new music, and in the past they've had everything from classical to electronic to improvised music, and it's performed sometimes alongside dance or alongside art installations or alongside sculpture. It sounds like a really exciting multimedia.
It's a really
thing.
Good venue, isn't it? The Jacqueline Dupree Music Building.
Yeah.
And it's also free.
That's really good. So that's on Saturday in the evening, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And more music, moving to the sort of more classical. Oxford Philharmusica is really busy this weekend. They're performing on Saturday at 8 p.m. in the Sheldonian, and they're doing Schubert, two symphonies, including the Unfinished Symphony, which is one of my favourites. I played it in an orchestra when I was we were on tour in like Slovenia, and there was one of these really really huge Slovenian storms that was just raining so much, and we were playing in this church, and the rain was just battering on the roof, and the Unfinished Symphony is like really thunderous in how you play it, so it seemed really to fit the setting. Yes, that's on Saturday. And then Philharmusica principal players are doing an afternoon of Russian chamber music on the following day, on Sunday. They're doing Shostakovich's Only Quintet, which he composed during the Second World War, so very emotionally charged, and also Borodin's Second String Quartet, which was written by the composer as a love letter to his wife. Oh. It's nice. So that is 3 p.m. in the T.S. Eliot Lecture Theatre in Merton College.
And on Sunday, On Sunday, it is Holocaust Memorial Day, and it's a special service. And that's at Keble College Chapel on Parks Road. It's a very powerful sung service. That's at 5:30, and all are welcome. So there's more details of that on our website.
Mm, yeah. And also on Sunday, there's a magazine launch. It's the Structo magazine launch. They are a short story and poetry magazine, and they're going to be reading out various bits of their new edition.
It sounds really fun, actually. Mm. So I think it's the 9th edition of this magazine.
Is it? Okay.
And it's at Albion Beatnik. It's at the Albion Beatnik bookstore, which is a fantastic venue. Open till 11 p.m. So 3-4 nights a week.
Mm.
Brilliant place, should be fun. I hear there's talk of going to the Victoria Arms afterwards.
Yeah,
exactly. Talk of pies.
Yeah.
So
that's on Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Albion Beatnik. Now, a very important thing. Valentine's Day is coming up in a few weeks, and we have our Valentine's competition. We encourage you to enter. Ash is going to tell us about it, actually.
Mm. We've got two amazing prizes. So amazing about it. I'm really jealous that I can't enter. One of them is a beautiful heart-shaped box of chocolates worth £45. Wow. Coco Noir.
It's a lot of chocolate.
Have you been to Coco Noir before?
Yeah, I've had Coco Noir stuff.
It's beautiful, sort of Oxford's very own sort of chocolatier based in Headington. And then another prize is a pair of memberships to the UPP. So I don't know if you know what a membership consists of, but it means you get two free tickets, a year's £2 discount on tickets, a complimentary drink, and lots of other discount offers.
Mm, still throughout the year. So that's really...
And a great excuse to actually go to the cinema more often, and especially...
Yeah, it's such a good cinema as well.
It is. Great local venue.
Yeah.
So those are the prizes, but what do you have to do? So you have to write a poem. It can be a haiku, it can be...
Limerick,
be any kind of poem you like.
Poems.
An epic poem.
You have the time.
Maybe not so many epic poems, but I don't have that much time to read them. I have to write a poem about a romantic film. Any film of your choice. So we've got some examples on the website. We've got Twilight,
mm-hmm.
Casablanca so far.
Dirty Dancing.
Mm. I'm really hoping someone's going to put a Titanic one in there soon.
There is. Just today, I think. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Bridesmaids. So just write any poem of your choice encapsulating the essence of your favourite romantic film, and the winner will receive our fabulous prizes.
Okay, so the deadline for that is Monday the 11th of February at noon.
And while we're just on the subject of cinema... I went to see Chasing Ice this week, which is a documentary film about James Balog, who is a photographer who set up this enterprise called the Extreme Ice Survey. And I just wanted to tell you about the film because I'd really recommend going to see it. I think it was only on for one night at the Phoenix Picture House, but I reckon it's going to be showing at various other places. And it was a really interesting film, apart from the fact it had beautiful photography. What the Extreme Ice Survey did was set up these cameras in places like Greenland, Iceland, where there were glaciers that they were worried about receding, and they set up these cameras to take pictures every hour for years, and so they had to set them up so that they could withstand the snow and the hail and the wind, and they came back. Sometimes they found like sort of animals had chewed through the casing of the cameras and stuff.
Pesky polar bears.
Yeah, it was amazing. The film sort of shows them setting all this up, and the main person, James Balog, was is amazing. He got through like four different knees doing this. So he had a bad knee, had an operation, got a new knee. The doctors there were saying, "Now I don't want you hiking." And then you see some film of him sort of scaling down the sheer ice face. It was amazing. And then you see the sort of time lapse films, the photographs put together into a film at the end, and it's in a way it's amazing, sort of beautiful and so these huge events happening, like the ice sheet. There's an ice sheet like the size of Manhattan, with as tall as the buildings in Manhattan, sort of crumbling off, and it's just this huge event, but it's also of course incredibly scary that's happening. Mm. I'd recommend seeing that if it comes to a cinema near you.
Fantastic.
And that's it for this week. So tune in next week to Oxcast. We'll be bringing you more of Oxford events. Mm. I've been Emma Pearson.
And I'm Ash Brown. And do check out our website, the www.dailyinfo.co.uk. And you can follow us on Facebook and also on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford.